Welcome to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash, Founding Director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. This is a live call-in show, and your calls are welcome at 790-2040. Now, here's your host, Dr. Janice Gash.
Hello, thank you for joining me today for Hearing Matters. I'm Dr. Janice Gash, your host, and I'm also the founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. We were the first private audiology practice in Tucson, and I am happy to report we are celebrating 30 years of helping our patients hear their best and helping patients live their best. We have three offices in the Tucson and Green Valley community and look forward to seeing you to help you with any hearing difficulties you may have. We hope that you call to schedule your hearing evaluation and learn more about our customized solutions for every lifestyle and budget. In Tucson, you can call at 742-2845, and in Green Valley, you can call 648-3277. As the first private audiology practice in Tucson, Arizona Hearing Specialists has helped thousands of people to hear their best. Our doctors of audiology and our superb administrative staff have built a reputation of excellence within the medical and general communities of Tucson and Green Valley. Furthermore, as the only audiology-certified practice in Tucson and Green Valley, our professionals are in the top 3-5% in the nation when it comes to delivering superior care and value. And we are preferred providers for most insurance plans. So thanks for calling in today, for listening in today. And I'm very excited to welcome Scott O'Neill, who is the territory manager for Lyric Extended Wear Hearing Aids. And Scott, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi, Scott. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Scott, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your background, kind of, you know, your short bio, and then we're going to get into talking specifically about Lyric.
Well, thanks, Janice. My background is I'm the territory manager for InSound Medical, which is the manufacturer of Lyric. And I have a background, Bachelor of Business Administration at Boise State University, and have been with many startup companies like Invisalign and so forth, and now I've been with Lyric for 3 years. It's been a wonderful experience so far. I call an audiologist in a three-state area, Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And we commercially launched the product in 2007.
Right. And I think that we at Arizona Hearing Specialists have been with you for the last several years. And what I wanted to do today was really give our listeners an overview of the product and what it does and what makes it special. So, Scott, if we can talk for a few minutes just about why Lyric was developed and how that came about.
Janice, it was generally all traditional hearing aids are the same, and Lyric was developed to address certain needs of consumers that weren't being met by the traditional hearing aids. Hearing is such an important sense, and it connects you to other people. So the founders of our company felt that it was important to address Lyric, which consumers desire this hassle-free, invisible solution is what Lyric is. So we can go into that some more.
Yeah, so in terms of the consumer needs that the founders of Lyric felt were not being met, I know that we always talk about three specific areas, something that is truly invisible, something that they can wear all day, every day, or as we say now, 24/7, and something that is hassle-free. So can we expand a little bit on each of those areas? Let's start with the invisible.
Yeah, the 100% invisible component is really nice. The device sits about 4 millimeters from your eardrum. The placement of the ear makes it totally invisible. No one knows you're wearing it because it's a deep canal placement, So a lot of people like that.
Right.
And, you know, we can, and then the effortless hearing, the 24/7, is kind of nice because you don't have to change batteries and you can talk on the phone and sleep on your pillow and exercise and shower and all those things without having to change batteries or remove the device off your ear.
Right, right. And I know, you know, in terms of the invisible, I think that, as you and I know, there are so many patients who have hearing loss and don't seek help. And I think for a lot of those people, the reasons that they cite is that, you know, they'll just come right out and say that they feel that they're vain. They don't want anybody to know that they're wearing it. And so the deep canal fitting is even deeper than the traditional completely in the canal hearing aids. I think that that has really met the goal of being invisible. I think also there's some misinformation, and so I want to make sure that we clarify that, because we talk and people see advertisements that will say no batteries to change, but the hearing aids do have batteries. So
yes,
let's talk about that a little bit. And let's talk a little bit about how often they can, or how long they can wear the hearing aids before they need to be changed, and why they need to be changed. Can you go into that a little bit?
Yes, Janice, and I left out one of the other components, you know, about the Lyric hearing, you know, obviously the 100% invisible, the effortless hearing component of 24/7, and then what most people really like is the natural sound quality. When you put the receiver right next to your eardrum, the sound quality is exceptional, and that's what we get a high mark on. So people forget about that. But getting back into the things that you just mentioned, as far as the why is it unique, you know, people wear these for about 2 months on average, and then some more or some less. And then there's a zinc air battery in the device itself. When the battery goes dead, they come back to you, the audiologist, and get a whole new one. So we're not replacing batteries, we're replacing the whole device.
Right, and I think that's the point. That's the point for the patients to know, is that they don't have to replace the batteries, but the reason that the devices do get replaced is because the battery in the device goes dead.
That's
correct. And so just like the hearing aids are extended wear, the batteries are extended so that the batteries will last 2 months. Sometimes people even get longer than that. But then they do have to return to us, their audiologist, or if they travel, we can refer them to someone else. And the device, the whole device needs to get changed, but it's not something that the patient needs to worry about.
That's correct. That's one of those hassle-free components.
Right.
And I think your office...
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, at your office, you have you and your audiologist that have fit many patients and so forth. And what's really neat about that is every time you come back to get a new device, you'll have the most current technology.
Right.
So, for instance, if I made something that had a longer-lasting battery or some component of technology that's enhanced, every time you go back to your office, you get a new one.
Right.
And it might be something that's even new in technology.
So. Right, right. And so that's important. But, you know, sometimes, you know, people will call the office and say, well, how can it not have a battery? So I just want our listeners to understand that it does have a battery. It is an electrical device, but the patients themselves don't need to change that battery.
That's correct.
And I want to also talk a little bit about the natural sound quality, because I think that is something that may have been a surprising byproduct of the technology because the sound, because the sound is closer to the eardrum, patients do report that the sound quality is much more natural. And they're very comfortable and easy to wear. And having that natural sound quality is extremely important.
Yeah, the larynx placement deep in the canal allows the outer ear, which we call the penna, to direct the sound into the ear canal naturally, resulting in improved what they call directionality and locate and localization and reduced feedback.
Right.
And all these are improved and so forth. So even people that like to do outdoor sports and so forth have reduced wind noise and that type of thing. So, yeah, the sound quality is really nice.
Yeah, and so let's talk about that, the reduced wind noise, because wind noise is something often that people with hearing aids sometimes complain about. The natural shape of the ear helps reduce that. As the other nice advantage of it is it also helps reduce the background noise, not only because of the technology, but because of the placement deeper in the ear. And so all of those areas, the fact that it's fairly, pretty much invisible, that they can wear it 24/7, and that there's no batteries to change, or what we're describing and what you describe as hassle-free, and then that extra added bonus of having a natural sound quality is really the benefits for people who decide to pursue Lyric. Right.
Yeah, when I have done presentations in the past, Janice, you'd always think the cosmetic part of Lyric would be the most important because you can't see it, it's 100% invisible. But actually the people like most is the natural sound quality.
Right.
And sort of surprising, you think it'd be more cosmetic, but it's actually the sound quality.
Right. So. Right. So, Scott, we're going to actually take a little break to hear from some sponsors, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes to talk a little bit more about the Lyric extended wear hearing aids. Just stay on the line, Scott.
Have a question about your desert garden and habitat? Call the expert, Phil Cedar, The Desert Garden Show, Saturday morning 7 to 8 and Sunday afternoon 3 to 4, only on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Do you have ringing in your ears? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. If you have ringing in your ears, you might have tinnitus. Tinnitus is a medical condition characterized by persistent ringing in one or both ears, which can only be heard by the affected individual. It has also been described as whistling, hissing, buzzing, or pulsing in the ear. These sounds may come and go. However, many sufferers experience symptoms 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The effects range from slight annoyance to severe disruption of everyday life. The American Tinnitus Association estimates that over 50 million Americans suffer from tinnitus. Oftentimes, tinnitus is associated with hearing loss, and if you have this condition, we may be able to help. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists for your hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
This Father's Day, celebrate at Tucson's locally owned and operated Metro Restaurants. All dads will receive a complimentary gift certificate at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Old Pueblo Grill, Metropolitan Grill, or Grill on the Green. Go to MetroRestaurants.com for complete menus and free gift information.
Come celebrate the wonders of the sea at SeaWorld San Diego. Experience the Shamu Show and thrilling rides like Journey to Atlantis, Shipwreck Rapids, and Wild Arctic. Feed and touch dolphins and get up close to beluga whales, polar bears, sharks, and penguins. Opening Memorial Day weekend is One Ocean, an all-new Shamu Show. Majestic killer whales join you on a journey of life under the sea that entertains as it educates and inspires. Dancing fountains set the stage as we realize we are all parts of one world, one ocean. Dive into the world of sea turtles turtles in a way you never thought possible with our new Turtle Reef Attraction, opening June 18th. Get an up-close look at nearly 60 sea turtles and experience their sea-to-shore journey through a motion-controlled video game. Then, connect with and track sea turtles in the real world. Visit us online at SeaWorldSanDiego.com. Create memories to last a lifetime at SeaWorld San Diego.
This Father's Day, celebrate at Tucson's locally owned and operated Metro Restaurants. All dads will receive a complimentary gift certificate at McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Old Pueblo Grill, Metropolitan Grill, or Grill on the Green. Go to MetroRestaurants.com for complete menus and free gift information.
Hugh Hewitt.
Syria is a depraved and horrible state. Absolutely terrible. And they are murdering people there again. And the United States government says nothing. But where are our people? Can we not at least denounce the murder of hundreds of people in Syria? Gaddafi must be thinking to himself, what is this? I've got the oil and the bombs. They've got no oil, and they get a free ride in Syria.
3 to 6 p.m. on 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we are talking today with Scott O'Neill, who is the territory manager for Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico for InSound Medical, who manufactures the Lyric extended wear hearing aids. Scott, we were, you're there, right?
Yes, I am.
Hello. Okay. We were talking about why Lyric was developed and you know, the three specific areas that makes Lyric unique. And I want to just talk about it a little bit more, and maybe you can also fill in some stories here for me. So, you know, a couple of different areas where we have seen patients and fit them with Lyric are sometimes patients are not able to actually manage traditional hearing aids. They have difficulty putting the battery in, perhaps because of arthritis or some neurological disorders. They may forget to put them in, you know, sometimes. And we'll talk a little bit later about dementia and Alzheimer's. But can you think of some other areas, some other specific patient needs that Lyric has helped overcome?
You know, the difference is, you know, there's a whole, we consider ourselves a whole new category now with extended wear.
Right.
You know, your office carries daily wear, which are wonderful digital hearing aids, and then we have the extended wear category where you pretty much get fitted if your ear is appropriate. And you can just kind of go through your day without having to worry about changing batteries and so forth. So, you know, there's this whole component of daily wear and extended wear, and there's just so many choices. So when a consumer comes to your office, they sort of now have this choice.
Right.
And for some, this extended wear component is nice because, again, you don't change batteries. You literally can take showers, do above water aerobics, ride your bike, play golf, tennis, all these things where you sort of forget about that it's even in your ear.
Right.
It's so sort of
yeah, and so you know, we have a lot of patients, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of patients who either become part-time wearers because of those activities that they're involved in. Or, you know, never really get into the habit of wearing their hearing aids consistently because they might always have an excuse. Well, you know, I get up and first I'm going to go do gardening and then I'm going to go ride my bicycle and then I'm going to walk around the block. And by the time they get back, you know, they've been in the house, they've they've tried to talk with their spouse or they've tried to listen to the news, and you know, it turns out to be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they still haven't put their hearing aids in. So I think for them, having that ability to not have to think about that. Yes, we do recommend that they turn them off at night with their little wand that they're given. That's helpful, but it certainly is so much easier for so many patients to manage that I think that they then, you know, become a full-time wearer of amplification, which means that they're hearing better 24/7 rather than their spouse or their family wondering, does he have his hearing aids in? Did she put her hearing aids in? Should I talk softly like I've learned to talk when she has the hearing aids in? Can I put the TV at a regular volume level? Because there's always these questions that go on for those people that that don't wear their hearing aids consistently.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's just a lot of people we're looking for something different in the way of hearing aids, and it's nice that we have the extended wear and daily wear choices now, because there's a lot of desire to just go through your day without having to deal with changing batteries, and like you said earlier, there's people that have Alzheimer's or dementia or even arthritis and so forth, where it's hard to change those little things all the time.
Exactly. And I think that we're also, and I think that you'll agree, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in terms of the types of people that are being fit, but I think we're also able to attract a younger population of patients with hearing loss so that they are not putting off being fit the average of 7 years once they start having that inkling that they're not hearing well. You know, the literature for so many years, our literature has talked about people wait an average of 7 years before they do anything. And I think, vanity and the... I don't like to call it the hassle of changing batteries, because certainly the large majority of people that wear hearing aids wear more traditional batteries and more traditional hearing aids, and you do have to change the batteries. But I think the younger population is a little bit more insistent on ease, and I think that we're seeing a younger population come in and inquire about the extended wear. Does InSound Medical find that nationally that we're reaching a younger population?
With the ages now are, you know, we were the 50 or 45 up to 65 are only 1 in 5 people that can benefit from hearing aids in the United States actually wear one. So we're thinking, Lyric, we can get more people to come in and ask about it, who are the younger, maybe more active generation, and what we've done to sort of get these people to react is go on national television. You know, we were lucky enough to be on Dr. Oz and CNN and so forth, and we actually have 30-second and 60-second commercial on television where we're on the History Channel or CNN or the Game Show Network or and National Geographic and so forth. So we're getting people now that, again, would not otherwise seek treatment to come in and see what it would be like.
Right, because of that invisibleness and that hassle-free. Let's talk for just a minute before we have to go into break again about some of the contraindications, because not everyone is a candidate for Lyric, and do you want to kind of talk a little bit to that?
Yeah,
effect?
Let me touch that before you break. There's three things really. There's an ear geometry or ear anatomy. We have only 5 sizes, and making smaller ones and bigger ones so we can fit more people. But it has to fit your ear properly. And the dimension of your ear as far as length is the key component. So a lot of people that come in, well, it's about half, maybe can't have LIRI because it's their ear canal is too short. We do have a smaller device coming out soon, but right now, so there's an ear geometry, there's a medical contraindication, some things along with medical, with blood thinners and so forth that we always have to check with a physician to make sure it's okay.
Right.
And then there's a fitting range. You know, there we don't fit. This is for mild to moderate hearing loss. When you do an audio with an audiologist, that it's really good for, but not for everybody. So,
right.
You know, about half the people that would come in and ask for it would have the opportunity to try it.
Right. And so I just want to clarify that a little bit. You know, in terms of the shape of the ear canal or the ear anatomy, it's not only the length. The length is important because we're trying to fit the device deeper into the ear canal, but it's also the diameter, circumference. There are many people that have very narrow ear canals, and I always talk to our patients about if you think of the diameter of a pencil eraser, that is an average. And I don't like to say normal, but that's an average size and shape of an ear canal. And for people that have very, very narrow ear canals, number one, the device probably won't fit, even the small device. And number two, it probably won't retain in the ear properly. So that's of importance. The other thing is wax. We see people who are constantly building up wax, and those people are really contraindicated from the beginning, because once the device is in place, we don't want the wax building up around and over the microphone, because then they're not going to be hearing. You know, absolutely, the blood thinners, the skin in the ear canal is very sensitive. And so someone who's on blood thinners like Coumadin or Plavix or Warfarin are most probably going to be contraindicated, because we don't want to cause any damage in the ear canal. Can you think of anything else that I left out?
Janice, those are all correct too. And then one another one is the head and neck radiation. Sometimes those won't work when we want to fit LIRIC and so forth. So, you know, the ear geometry, the step-up canal, a V-shaped canal shape, or you said narrowing type ear canal. So those are difficult, but we do have more sizes coming out and so
right.
forth. But, yeah, we have talked. Those are the contraindications. And sometimes you can sort of do a workaround with a physician's consent and your consent as an audiologist to do that or not. So
with the blood thinners.
What's nice, you get to see the audiologist and you can try them for 30 days before you can see if it's good enough.
Right. So that's exactly what we're going to talk about after the break. Now, you led into that quite well, and we're going to take a break for a minute or two to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll actually talk about the actual fitting process. So we'll be back.
Classic TV shows and stars. Classic game shows. Enjoy all the fun of yesteryear today on TV Talk Sunday afternoons at 4 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Do you have difficulty hearing and understanding when people talk to you? Have you been fit with hearing aids but don't use them because they don't work? This is Dr. Janice Gash, Founding Director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. For 30 years, I've been hearing these questions and many more like them. I'd like to invite you to call now with your questions and concerns at 790-2040, or call Arizona Hearing Specialists to schedule your appointment for a hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
Okay, you're a business owner. That 1980s or 90s phone system has just about given out. And those phone system salesmen are actually trying to talk you into spending thousands on a new one. Well, stop and listen carefully. Technology has advanced. That means with Simply Bits, you do not need to buy a phone system for your office ever. That's right, no phone system to buy or lease ever. Simply Bits will even replace your old business phones with brand new ones for free, including every feature you've ever heard of. Simply Bits has thousands of large and small business customers in southern Arizona. Simply Bits usually even cuts your monthly phone cost to a fraction of what you're paying now. So, do you want to pay that phone system salesman still stuck in the last century thousands of dollars, or keep that money in your pocket? It really is as simple as that, and I'll bet you're curious to know more. Call Simply Bits at 512-5213. That's 512-5213 or simplybits.com.
During these economic hard times, thousands of military families right here in Arizona are in crisis. They're fighting financial battles, how to pay the bills, even how to keep their homes and feed their children. You can help by supporting Operation Homefront of Arizona, a nonprofit providing emergency assistance for Arizona military, their families, and our returning wounded warriors. To learn more about how you can help or donate, go to operationhomefront.net/Arizona or call 1-800-849-6408. Help support our Arizona military, their families, and our wounded warriors.
Have a question about your desert garden and habitat? Call the expert, Phil Cedar.
Eric, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, my daisies are getting eaten by rabbits.
There's a couple of them out there. One's called Skid and one's a deer and rabbit repellent. Deer and rabbit repellent is one that's made from putrefied eggs. And the idea behind that is that the animal takes one bite and stops eating it real quick.
The Desert Garden Show, Saturday morning 7 to 8 and Sunday afternoon 3 to 4. Only on 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we are talking today with Scott O'Neill about the Lyric extended wear hearing aids. And Scott, before we continue our discussion, I just wanted to remind our listeners that they can call our office, one of our offices at Arizona Hearing Specialists, about the new extended wear Lyric. And as we've talked about, these devices can be worn 24/7, sometimes up to 2 to 3 months at a time. Patients can wear them while showering, sleeping, and exercising. And you can call our office at 742-2845. That's 742-2845 to find out if Lyric is right for you. So, Scott, here's what I'd like to do in this next section before we have to break again, is maybe talk us through the actual fitting process, and we'll talk a little bit about the subscription process. And then what I'd like to do when we come back from our next break is talk about newer technology and what might be on the way, and also talk a little bit about Alzheimer's and dementia and some studies that have just been done. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay, good. So walk us through the fitting, and you know, you kind of ended the last section talking about the 30-day risk-free trial. So obviously, these hearing aids are or hearing devices are a little bit different than more traditional devices because we can fit them in the office right then and there when the patient is there, and really. We don't have any demo devices, one size fits all. So you want to walk us through the process about a patient coming in, and I'll obviously take it through doing the complete history and hopefully having their companion there to talk about the difficulties they're having, and we perform a complete audiological evaluation. Take us through the process of measuring their ear and fitting them so that they can actually listen to these devices.
Wonderful, I'll do that. It doesn't, Lyric can be fit the same day. It's It's not a surgical procedure or anything. There's no requirement there. It's not an implant. It's where you come in and you visit with the audiologist. You assess the hearing loss. You conduct an ear exam. And what we do is we measure, the audiologist will measure the size and shape of your canal as well as the ear health. And then they'll also evaluate you with some questions about your lifestyle and your hearing aid needs. And then you go through the sizing protocol where they'll determine the configuration and length of your canal. And if everything sort of fits into those categories, the audiologist can grab a certain size. We have five sizes, all the way from small to medium large and left and right and so forth. And you can actually fit that. It's digitally programmed to your hearing loss or your audiogram, and you can actually be fit that same day and see how it sounds and go away for 1 month or a 30-day, what we call a 30-day risk-free trial, to determine if that's what you like or not.
And, you know, let me just interject there that when we fit our patients, we usually follow them up within a week. Because it is something in their ear canal. You want to talk a little bit about some of the physical experiences that they might have during those first 3 days or 4 days?
Yes, yeah, very important. I'm glad you brought that up. But, you know, some people, when they're fit with Lyric, absolutely have no problem with how they feel when they sleep on their pillow or talk on the phone or go through their day. And then there's others that experience some soreness or so forth, where if they do sleep on their pillow, there's maybe some pain or discomfort. And so if that happens, we have to come back to the audiologist to determine if Lyric's right for you. In some cases, we may have to change a size, or it may not be appropriate.
Right.
But we always want to evaluate how that is going, and it sounds like you check in with that every week.
Right. And I think it's also important for patients to know that if they do experience a little discomfort, that might be normal. And, you know, if it is alleviated with Tylenol or ibuprofen, that's not a problem in the first couple of days. But if it is actual pain, then they need to come back in right away. Because they have
that's
been inserted into their ear. We have, as you said, we have measured their ear. In some cases, perhaps the size, you know, might be a little bit off. So it's important to just make sure that we, in fact, have the right size, that there hasn't been any scrapes or anything else going on in their ear canal. But a little discomfort is not unusual, but it should dissipate over a day or two. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's sort of like when you buy a new pair of sunglasses and you put them on your head and you have that little red mark on top of your ear. That could be a little painful at first because you're not used to wearing your new sunglasses, and it's kind of like that too for some cases. But
right.
Not to give up right away, but to just see if it goes away. And again, your over the counter ibuprofen or so forth is fine for that too.
Right, and obviously we spend quite a bit of time talking with patients about the expectations that they should have for their hearing improvement. So besides, not even besides. I mean, with any new hearing device, whether it's a more traditional hearing device or the extended wear, there's always different sounds that they'll hear. There's always a different feel. Some people will say things like, oh, I don't like anything in my ear, or I feel like I have something in my ear. And we say to them, well, you do have something in your ear. So there's always something to adjust to. But certainly if there's any pain that just does not subside, then they need to come back to us. Let's talk a little bit also, Scott, about the subscription process, because everyone always asks about price, and so I think it's always a good idea to talk about that. The hearing aids are actually sold on a yearly subscription.
That's correct.
And we're expecting the batteries, or we're expecting each device to last somewhere between 2 to 3 months. So we're expecting that someone might need maybe 6 changes at the most over a year. Is that correct?
That's correct. Some people need 4, anywhere from 4, 5, or 6 is what most people would experience.
Okay.
Where they'd have to come and get a new one, yes.
Yeah. So actually, you know, one of the other contraindications is if for some reason the patient's battery is not lasting but a couple of weeks, and then we go and we talk to the patient about what kind of activities they're involved in, because that's not normal, right? So, you know, a contraindication would be someone who needed to come in every couple of weeks to have the device change, then they also might not be a Lyra candidate. Is that
correct, Janet? Yeah, you know, there's some people that, like to water ski quite a bit, and we can't water ski with Lyric. We can do above water aerobics and that type of thing. We do have Olympic swimmers that wear Lyric and swim, but they have a plug and a sort of ear bandit, which is like a sort of a head cap they wear to wear with Lyric. But in some cases, if it's not appropriate, like if they're a heavy wax producer or so forth and it only lasts for a couple of weeks, then they might not be a candidate, and they'll have to go with your daily wear choice.
Right, something more traditional. So, you know, a question that we always hear, is Lyric expensive? You know, our answer to that is that it is going to certainly cost more than some traditional hearing aids. But you want to talk about that for just a minute?
Yeah,
I'll talk about the specifics in our practice, but if you just talk about the distinction between kind of the subscription process and the purchase process.
You know, it certainly costs more than a lower-end traditional hearing aid. The technology is so unique that there are significant costs to making it. For example, we manufacture the smallest battery in the world, and that's a difficult task. So we charge on a yearly basis. Again, one thing when you go through the cost there, you don't pay for batteries. There's no service plan. And you get changed out and include your office visits and so forth. But as far as expense, it's, you know, a different cost associated with that. You know, with a traditional hearing aid, they range different prices, but ours is a year. If you like them after the first year, you can renew for another year. And what's about Lyric is most people that do get a year subscription renew at a very high rate.
Yeah. So, you know, in our office, just for our listeners to know, the one-year renewal runs about $3,400. But again, you know, people have to make that distinction between whether they want that extended wear or the more traditional. So let's just end on that note. Let's take just a minute to hear from our sponsors, and then I'd like to talk about some studies that have been done on dementia and Alzheimer's. So we'll be back.
Hey, Tucson, Bill O'Reilly here. Please tune in for my talking points, 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. every weekday, right here on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Did you know that avoiding loud noises may help prevent premature hearing loss? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. There are easy ways to identify if a particular sound is potentially harmful. Do you have difficulty talking or hearing others talk over the sound? Does the sound make your ears hurt? Do your ears ring after hearing the sound? Do other sounds seem muffled after exposure? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, the noise may be damaging your hearing. Most people don't realize how loud many everyday sounds are. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists at 742-2845 to see if you have hearing loss associated with loud noise exposure. That's Arizona Hearing Specialists, 742-2845.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is not your ordinary store. Why? Because the owners of Moe's Gallery work in Moe's Gallery. Because our staff has years of experience and knowledge. Because we care about your art, about great design, about craftsmanship. But most importantly, we care about you. Because you are a part of our family legacy that will carry on the tradition of excellence from one generation to the next. So why aren't we your ordinary store? We choose not to be. Find your inspiration at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge.
If you love food and your heart, go grocery shopping with me, Mon, short for monounsaturated fat.
And me, polyunsaturated.
We're the better fat sisters. Over here in the cooking oil aisle, choose canola, olive, and other vegetable oils. Liquids are better for your heart than solid fats.
You'll also find us in fresh foods like avocados, nuts, and fish.
Before you put any baked goods, packaged, and prepared foods in your cart, read the labels.
Avoid our bad fats brothers, saturated and trans. They love to clog your arteries.
We're heart healthier, but let's face it,
we're fats.
We all have the same 9 calories per gram, so watch your portions.
And thanks for shopping with us.
The Better Fat Sisters. Be kinder to your heart. Learn more and get recipes at heart.org/facethefats. Nationally sponsored by Canola Info.
Dennis Miller.
What did I just read? That 62% of the people say it's wrong to revel in the death of anybody. I guess they asked them this in lieu of the Osama bin Laden killing. And I guess I'm a pig because I was happy. I mean, really happy. I think people are afraid because they think it'll bring their unlikely demise. But if I do go for feeling happy that he's dead, at least I'm happy.
7 to 10 p.m. on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we're talking today with Scott O'Neill, who works with the Lyric Extended Wear Hearing Aids. And Scott, what I want to do in the last about 7-8 minutes that we have, I want to talk a little bit about some recent studies. And I think that some of them are specific to Lyric and some of them are not. But I think we're seeing more and more studies that have been done talking about how hearing aids or amplification can help not overcome, but maybe address the needs of patients with Alzheimer's and dementia. So I know that there was one article that you sent me recently that was from, I think, Chicago.
Yes, it was.
It was interesting to me on several different areas. One of the most important things to me that we've talked with our patients and families and when we do educational seminars is really for patients that have been diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's to really be able to sort out as much as possible how much of the difficulty they're having is related to their dementia or Alzheimer's or is related to hearing loss. And what came through in this article over and over was that this person was known to have hearing loss. It was about a woman who was 85 years old who started forgetting things and tuning out conversations. And the fact that a lot of times people will be diagnosed with hearing loss, but if that hearing loss isn't aided, that can increase the difficulties that the patients are having. What was interesting about this woman and why they went to Lyric, the extended wear with her, was because of her dementia and also because of her arthritis. So because of her dementia, what she would do is she would be taking out her hearing aids. She'd be taking them out, she'd be putting them on. She'd be taking them out, she'd be putting them on. And I think that there's a lot of people that we know with dementia who do things like that, whether it's their hearing aids that they take in and out or their teeth that they take in or out, and then they put them somewhere and no one knows where they are, or their glasses. They also mentioned in this article that because of her arthritis, it was difficult for her to put them in. So if a patient is not putting the hearing aids into their ears correctly, then they're not going to be hearing correctly. They may lose the hearing aids. The hearing aids may whistle. They fit her at 85 years of age with Lyric, and there were some quotes from the patient's daughter just talking about how much more involved she was with conversation at the dinner table and how it really helped her relationships with her family and friends. And so we see that over and over again. I know in our office that we have fit a patient of ours who had been a patient for many years, and I don't recall the exact specifics, but at 96 years of age, traditional hearing aids were changed to the Lyric extended wear, and she is just happy as a clam with them. They're easy for her; she doesn't have to think about them. So. Any other stories that you can add along those lines of some of the practices that you've worked with, Scott?
Janice, yeah, thanks for the hearing aids do definitely help battle Alzheimer's. You know, and it's such a compelling message for patients about the benefits of better hearing in people who have dementia and Alzheimer's. And certain things like these are happen where, you know, daily wear or traditional hearing aids and Lyric, they all help with stimulation and so forth. It's been known that studies have shown that mild hearing loss impairs patients' relationships, incomes, emotional states, and all these things are with a proper hearing aid, they can benefit from that.
Exactly.
So, cases, you know, you get to the point where you really can't do the little things with maybe batteries and so forth, and Lyric's maybe a nice solution for that.
Right. And so, sorry. You know, we talked in the beginning I think it just kind of puts a parenthesis on this whole area, because we talked earlier in the show about how because of their hassle-free the fact that they're invisible, that we may actually be reaching a younger target audience, which is fabulous, because I think, you know, we want to reach those people that have hearing loss earlier, even mild hearing loss. But what I love is also working with some of the more mature population, because it may be just easier for them that they don't have to think about where did I put the hearing aid, where did I put the batteries, which ear, you know, which color goes with which ear, and so we're really expanding that population of patients who can benefit with amplification. And obviously, that's certainly my goal. I know it's your goal. It's certainly my goal and our practice's goal to reach more people. It's one of the reasons that I started doing this radio show, was to educate the public and to reach people. And so it just gives us another option. Scott, I really want to thank you for sharing your knowledge and expertise with us today. We have about 30 seconds, and I want to just thank everybody for joining us and hope that you tune in next Sunday at 2 p.m. for Hearing Matters. And if you or a loved one has any difficulty hearing, please call us at Arizona Hearing Specialist to schedule an appointment for your comprehensive hearing evaluation and to find out if Lyric is right for you. Scott, do you have any final words in the last few seconds?
Oh, Janice, thanks for having us on, and I appreciate it. And you know, if you want to look at a little bit more, it's lyrichearing.com.
Right. They can look online at lyrichearing.com, or they can call our office at 742-2845 or look on our website at arizonahearing.com. So thanks so much for being with us, Scott. Take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash. Join us again next Sunday at 2 p.m. on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. And to make an appointment at Arizona Hearing Specialist, call 742-2845. Hearing Matters, helping you hear your best.